Well, the Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration law could have a big effect on campaign 2012. And joining us live to talk more about that is Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today. Thank you for being back with us, Susan.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
So you guys have conducted a poll, and you talk a lot about the big lead that President Obama seems to have over Mitt Romney when it comes to the Latino vote. Can you give us a sense of what those numbers look like?
We interviewed more than 1,000 registered voters who are Hispanic. We found that President Obama's strength among Latino voters is the same as it was in 2008 when he did so well. 66% of these Latino voters told us they were supporting President Obama. And what does that what that means for Mitt Romney is that he has the worst standing, the weakest standing among Latino voters of any presidential candidate since Bob Dole in 1996. And I'll tell you, not only did Bob Dole lose in 1996, but Latino voters have doubled their share of the electorate in the year since then.
What issues are most influencing Latino voters?
So interesting. We found a big generational divide. For Latino voters who immigrated here themselves, their number one issue on a list of six issues that we gave them was immigration. But when we asked second-generation Latinos about their most important issues, they put immigration last. So we found that it makes a big difference how long you've been in the United States, how deep your family's roots are here.
You know, obviously, the presidential contender, Mr. Romney, has talked a lot about supporting the Arizona law. Were you able to discern from the folks that were surveyed what that effect will have on the campaign as he moves forward? Is there any chance for redemption among Latino voters?
He has such an uphill battle here. You know, it's not just the Arizona law, which is very controversial with Hispanic voters. There's also the president's action a few weeks ago to allow some young Latinos who were brought here illegally as children to get status to stay here, at least for a temporary period. And we found that this is enormously supported by Latinos. More than 8 out of 10 Latinos told us they approved of the president's action. Most of them approved strongly. And, of course, Governor Romney has so far refused to say whether he would repeal the president's order on this. So he has, on several issues, really put himself at odds with Hispanic voters.
Some interesting findings. Susan, thanks for coming on to tell us about it today.
Thank you, Mark.
Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief with USA Today.